Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair opens today at 4 p.m. The Midway exhibits open today through Thursday at 4 p.m., then at 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Today, there'll be a ceremony honoring two local fallen law enforcement officers whose names will be added to the memorial at the fairgrounds. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. And to keep up with all the events at the fair, you can see the fair book at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus County Commissioners last night met with developers of the Coleman Track in Dothan to discuss the project. County Planning Director Kelly Hammond said the workshop gives the board time to ask questions about the proposed plan unit developments before making a final vote. The Coleman Track will bring around 215 homes to the county. The board will further discuss the project at a future meeting. Tangela George was charged Friday with multiple counts of cruelty to animals, firing into an occupied dwelling and simple assault. George, age 41, was arrested after she allegedly fired into a Dodge Journey being driven by Lasheda Green on Phillips Circle in February and March. She also struck Green in the face, according to warrants. George also allegedly starved five pit bulls to death in September of 2022. For the second time in a week, the sheriff's office is investigating a shooting on Lubin Lane near Whiteville. Paul Menzer, age 61, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury late on Thursday. He's alleged to have shot Gary Dean Strickland, also 61, of 26 Lubin Lane. Menzer was held under a secured bond. Frederick Kennedy was arrested on September 27th after he allegedly shot and seriously injured Matorius Vereen Kennedy, age 41, at the same location. John Christopher Graham of Chadburn is being held under no bond after he allegedly fired a shot at a woman's feet and struck her in the face on Sunday. Graham was reportedly in a verbal altercation with Takara Evans when he struck her, then pulled a pistol and fired a shot into the ground. He was arrested by Chadburn police. Wesley Simpkins was jailed on Saturday after he allegedly struck a vehicle on Davis Avenue and left the scene of the wreck. Simpkins, age 63, was charged with hit and run, causing property damage and driving while impaired. Simpkins refused a breathalyzer, so he was held without bond. It was his second DWI arrest in less than 90 days. Simpkins is operation director and sales manager at WTXY Radio in Whiteville. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service on October 25th at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. and everyone is welcome. It's volunteer time for the Columbus Baptist Association's annual Christmas toy store. The organization needs help with the store between Monday, December 8th and Saturday, December 13th. You can contact Reverend Dave Heller through Facebook or call the CBA office at 910-642-2155 if you can help. The toy store is a ministry that helps low-income families buy Christmas presents for their children for dimes on the dollar each holiday season. The Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are $10 each and will include fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and a dessert. If you'd like to purchase tickets, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. The Columbus County Health Department will hold a drive-through flu clinic on October 10th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Be sure to bring your ID and insurance card. Self-pay, though, is available for those with no insurance. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce, from ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips. The Neiman Market has it all. All the meats of the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m., and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it!